Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Another opening of another show.
But the Broadway buzz continues. Now, the latest casting news is that Jeff Daniels, who has been Atticus Finch in Aaron Sorkin's To Kill a Mockingbird, not once, but twice, will be replaced by Greg Kinnear in January. Now, that was supposed to happen, well, before COVID hit. An Academy Award-winning nominee, Academy Award nominee, Cynthia Erivo, who made her name in Color Purple on Broadway, and the international pop artist Ariana Grande, will star in a film adaptation of Wicked. Erivo will be Elphaba, I guess that's how you pronounce it, while Ariana will take on the role of Glinda. And Lin-Manuel Miranda's film adaptation of Tick, Tick, Boom premieres this weekend. Miranda directed this musical version of Jonathan Larson's musical about writing a musical. It opens in theaters on the 12th, and then it'll be on Netflix on the 19th. Meanwhile, the real musical I saw this past week is Caroline or Change. That's a roundabout production playing at Studio 54. Now, this one first played on Broadway almost two decades ago. It remains an incredibly imaginative and turns out prescient piece from the memory and mind of Tony Kushner. He wrote the lyrics and book, though this one is almost completely sung through, and the music's by Janine Tesori, who would go on to make a bigger splash in Fun Home. Now, this production actually comes from England, including its star, Sharon D. Clarke, as Caroline, the 39-year-old maid who works in the basement of a Jewish family's home in Louisiana. There ain't no underground in Louisiana, there's only underwater, is the opening lyric here. Her relationship with the little boy Noah, seemingly based on Kushner, is the heart of the show. Well, one of many hearts, actually. There's way too much to discuss here, but know that Caroline or Change takes place in 1963, when a president was killed and Martin Luther King was entering the picture. And yes, Southern monuments were being burned. To say it is more timely now is an understatement. Even the line, "It's like a year, just disappeared," gets knowing response from the audience. There's a lot of sorrow and anger in this one, and debate between blacks and Jews that may hurt but ring true. But there are also bits of humor. Actors portray the appliances that Caroline uses, and maybe even some hope. It felt like about 15 minutes too long, but if you're up for it, there's a lot of great stuff here. And who knew there were so many ways to look at the word change? The other show I saw was Off Broadway, a play we all know, but performed by a company I knew nothing about at a venue just five blocks from my own house that I also knew nothing about. Yes, Hamlet comes to us from the Spokehouse Productions Company. And for next weekend also, actually, the 12th and the 13th, it plays at the House of the Redeemer on East 95th. Who knew? Specifically in its gorgeous library. Now, tickets are very inexpensive for this, and it's a lively and delightful production with costumes, a pianist, wonderful acting, and even a daring duel at the end. It runs 2 hours, 15 minutes. Now, I don't believe any of Will's words have been cut, but I must say the last Hamlet I saw was at the Public Theater a few seasons back that ran for 4 hours. Go figure. But I must say, the most moving event I attended in a theater this past week was a tribute to the late playwright Terrence McNally. Now, this was at a packed Schoenfeld theater that featured everyone from Audra McDonald to a highly emotional Nathan Lane, who said, "Terrence called me his muse, but it was the other way around," to Lin-Manuel Miranda, to Tyne Daly, to Joe Mantello, to Christine Baranski, to Cheetah Rivera. "I'm Terrence's favorite dancer," she declared. And everyone else who had the apparent good fortune to collaborate with or even know McNally. The playwright died about a year ago. I got teary-eyed here several times, especially when Brian Stokes Mitchell sang a number from Ragtime, for which McNally wrote the book. I could go on, but what most sticks are the playwright's own words about artists. Some came from McNally's play Masterclass, "We have left the world a better place." Some from his commencement speech to a graduating class at Juilliard, "You are artists, what we do matters." Terrence McNally was a mentor to so many, including to a 7-year-old boy who wanted to be a writer even though he was an A student in math. "We're not allowed to be any good in math," McNally warned the boy. That one got a huge laugh amid the tears. As for things to watch, live or virtual, well, there's In the Southern Breeze at the Rattlestick Downtown Theater. That plays through December 12th. It is both streaming and live. It's a powerful work, if I recall. And there's a fine L.A. company called The Braid, formerly Jewish Women's Theater. I've discussed it here before. Well, it will be doing a virtual performance at the United Nations, A Violins of Hope, a beautiful piece. Now, that'll be 1 o'clock on this Thursday, the 11th, and that's 10 a.m. Pacific time. You can check that out through The Braid's site. Finally, out in Earhood, some news was made this past week. The artistic director of the prestigious Williamstown Theater Festival has stepped down. The festival said that Mandy Greenfield, who has been in that post since 2014, resigned, and Jenny Gersten, who had led the festival from 2010 to 2014, will return, at least as an interim artistic director, during the search for a new leader. Great job. Bigger news is the retirement of Julianne Boyd, who founded Barrington Stage Company in 1995, with the company originally performing in a high school in Sheffield, Mass. Under Boyd's leadership, Barrington Stage produced 41 world premieres, 17 of which moved on to New York, to major regional theaters, including 3 on Broadway and 10 off Broadway. Well, I've said so much this past year about her work, Jill, and I still say Julianne Boyd might get my most valuable player.
Well, it was really interesting because I think it was the Consolati, I'm hoping that's the right name, Auditorium in Sheffield, Mass. And I believe I saw Company there when I first came up here. You know, the Barrington Stage Company really produced some very interesting things. And
they did, and they've done an amazing job. I've reviewed many things here. Obviously, they were all virtual. There were Eleanor Roosevelt. There was Margaret Chase Smith. There was Judgment Day. Really, really good stuff has come out of there. So she kept things going. I give her a lot of credit.
And so it stepped down because, retired because?
I she's in her late 70s.
Yeah.
I think she probably just felt it was time now that she got through this terrible period with them. I didn't hear about anything else. The one at Williamstown, there was some talk about the way she treated, it was one of those misbehavior ones. So I think she was kind of forced out there.
Okay. I'm not trying to get into that. I'm just wondering, when someone like, when a fixture like that, who's got, and who has had her hand or her finger on, the real, forget the pulse, it's like the artery. Decides to retire her, hang up her spurs. It's always okay. What is going to happen to the outfit, basically?
Yeah, that's gonna be hard shoes to fill. I would think that maybe she might have associates who work with her, and it might be their time. But I think I think there'll be other people in other theaters who sort of felt they got through this period. They survived it, and now it's time to hand over to newer, younger, fresher people, whatever. We'll see what kind of person comes in. You know what's happening in New York with every person who's leaving. They're replaced by a very different looking kind of a person, but we'll see, But no, a lot of things came out of Barrington Stage, including Spelling Bee. I think that started there, and that moved to Broadway. Wonderful show, Anyway, things are back. Most of the theaters that I go to are filled.
How are your cohorts behaving? Are they ready to go yet?
Some.
So what would you say your percentages?
Let's see. I am taking somebody to something this week, but that's not a Broadway show. Yes, most of mine now are saying they think they're finally ready to put their, toes back in and try it out. The big thing is going to be, as we've talked about, going to be the tourism, how that plays out. starting in a week or two, people come from Europe. They're allowed to come to our shores. Usually they come for theater. You know, it's a very big part of it, so we'll see how that goes. And ticket sales, you know, I check every week to see what's selling and what isn't. It's pretty consistent, the ones that are selling and the ones that aren't, you know, or they're selling half price. And I don't know. I'm keeping an eye on ones, particularly like Lehman Trilogy. Everybody loves the show, and it does well, but every single show has half-price tickets. That's always a sign, especially as we head into holidays. The other one is a Bob Dylan show, which I've mentioned many times, A Girl from North Country, which I liked. I saw twice. But I'm curious if that's going to be a choice of tourists coming into town. You know, it's a downer.
And
always go to the movies, because it seems like every damn show is being turned into a movie now.
That is true. But also, speaking of Lehman Trilogy, that was there before. Wasn't that remounted? Because
it was at the Armory,
right?
And that's why I went to see it on Broadway as well, because I was curious to see how they transferred it, because it was such an amazing set, I guess, at the Armory. But, you know, it looks very much the same at a Broadway theater. And like I said, everybody I know says, wow, my God, that was the best thing I've ever seen. And I'm glad that. I hope they spread the word. But I'm keeping an eye on it. You know, I'd be surprised if it went past January, but, you know, I've been wrong before, and I may be wrong again.
Right. Now, I'm just trying to get a sense of the sort of shows that tourists are more interested in.
Musicals. I mean, that's a one-word answer. Musicals. Six is a big hit. It's coming from 70 minutes long. Came from England, about Henry VIII, I guess, all his wives, you know. I don't know. I haven't talked to anybody who loved it, but for some reason that's selling out. Waitress is doing really well. The only one, I would say the only musical that's questionable is the Bob Dylan one. But otherwise, you know, Temptations is doing well, though there are half-price tickets to that. Dramas are tough. Dramas are tough. They always have been. You know, most people think of Broadway as musicals. And speaking of which, Hugh Jackman's on his way, and boy, you're going to have a hard time getting a ticket to The Music Man.
And do you think there'll be any the same crazy prices?
Oh, yeah, they're going to be up. They're going to be up. Now, that's going to be a hot show. And they've done most of the casting for that now. And, you know, what can I say? I think that'll be a very big show. It seems like it was made for Hugh Jackman, you have to admit. And I don't know. I'll see if I even get a seat for it. I don't know. They're not going to, you know, they like the press to come and give it good reviews, but, you know, we'll see.
Is that could well be one of those that's bomb-proof.
I think it could be. I mean, it's a Music Man. It's Hugh Jackman and Sutton Foster. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see the Wells Fargo wagon. And Trouble is a capital T. Well, Broadway is a capital B. Anyway, you know where I'm going.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.